This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ready for a quick NBA update, Woods, before we get to the Rondo report?
So ready.
Cleveland Cavaliers are red hot.
Undefeated, buddy.
8-0.
Yep.
And Milwaukee Bucks are kind of bad. They fell to 1-6. Giannis was out. Cavs improved to 8-0 with a 116-114 win last night. Lakers are struggling on the road. 1-3 on their road trip. They lost to the Detroit Pistons. 113-105. Cade Cunningham had a triple-double last night. Anthony Davis had 37. He's been really good. Did injure his ankle late in the game.
How serious?
He was very gimpy, but stayed in. So, you know, he said, I'm not going to miss any time. But the Lakers have been struggling on this road trip after their 3-0 start. And the Clippers had like a huge come-from-behind win over the San Antonio Spurs, down 26. Spurs without Greg Popovich, who is missing due to some health concerns.
Yeah. He's...
They say he'll be back, but they have an interim head coach right now, so hopefully is okay.
Did they say he would be back?
Out indefinitely,
but they said we do expect him to return at some point here. But best wishes to Pop. Can't have been good for his health to see his team blow a 26-point lead. Yeah. Against the Clippers last night.
It's
scary when you see an update. Suffered a medical
situation
after the game, out indefinitely. You're like, what the hell happened?
Ja Morant almost made me suffer a medical condition last night when I saw his two... Ja stayed out of trouble so far this year. He's been a bit of a lightning rod in the NBA and has made some really dumb decisions. But when he is good... there's few better than him when he's good. I saw a couple of highlights this morning. Two 360 buckets, Ben, that he made that were just unbelievable. Zach Edey, who was my pick for Rookie of the Year and a lot of people's pick for Rookie of the Year, had another monster game. They did lose. They did lose yesterday to the Nets, I believe.
I'm going to say good on the NBA. They have no game scheduled for tonight.
Smart.
Just letting the business of the country move on and not have any NBA distractions. So,
I think there's
some college basketball tonight.
But what about hockey?
Not a ton.
Hockey's a full slate.
Yeah, there's no... It's not even that they're not doing the primetime games. They're not playing tonight, right?
Yeah.
The NBA?
Yeah, there's a full slate of NHL games.
Okay, well, if you want to watch hockey... I mean, a lot of them are in Canada, so
yeah,
that's
exactly,
probably
yeah.
fair that that's you right. have games anyway in sure. other countries as
Canadians
well.
Canadians are so. Like, why do we have to miss for you guys?
But yeah, it is a fairly light sports day. Again, they will have released the first college playoff rankings of the season, the first one for the 12-team playoff at the end of the year. Now, they're just going to release the list, though. That doesn't necessarily correspond with the matchups because you have to win your conference to be, I think, the top four seeds and get a bye. And then the lowest or the highest ranked non-Power 4 team, even if they're not in the top 12, gets in. So you'll have to kind of do your own imagination of what the brackets might look like when the first college playoff rankings come out later today.
Okay.
All right, Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
Where to start here? We will start in the NFL and kind of an update to a story that we've talked about a few times. Now, Tom Brady in the booth, but now a minority owner for the Las Vegas Raiders, and how those two jobs are going to mix and come with some limitations on what he can and cannot do and what he can and cannot say. Unfortunately, there's a lot of gray area in that. But we are getting a little bit of clarification kind of on a week-by-week basis. And what I'm talking about is something happened over the weekend. Brady was calling the game, and he had the Lions and the Packers. And he questioned, Brian Branch was ejected, defender for Detroit. He was ejected, and Brady questioned it. He didn't agree with the call. And a lot of people were like, okay, is that crossing the line now as an owner, as a team owner?
Owners are not allowed to criticize officials.
Well within his rights as a broadcaster to say it, but is he allowed to do that as a team owner now? And so that was kind of the first example. And Brian McCarthy, he's the VP of communications for the NFL. He sat down with Sports Business Journal and basically talked about that and said that what Tom Brady cannot do as an analyst is be egregiously critical of the referees, the rules, whatever. Egregiously critical were the choice words that he used, and he said this particular instance did not cross that line.
Okay, so you can say, I don't know that I agree with that ejection. Right? I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah, but if he's like, that's a terrible call.
How can you make that judgment
in this position? You know, something like that, that would be crossing the line.
Again,
I don't know that Tom Brady will ever get in trouble. I mean, like Jordan rules. I think there are Brady rules in the NFL. He's more valuable to have him both as an owner and a broadcaster and whatever they can get out of him.
Maybe they're not
going to make life difficult for Tom Brady.
Maybe they should make him a player again. The Raiders need a quarterback.
Raiders need a quarterback.
Did you see the breaking news this morning that Ben's old pal and a lot of Charger fans' old pal, Norv Turner, has been hired by the Las Vegas Raiders to come in as a consultant. Now, I recently had dinner with Norv Turner.
You did?
I did. Well, we were at the same table at a function, and he was there, and I asked him, do you remember Ben Higgins? And he said, yeah, I know Ben. And that's all he said. Finally found somebody that doesn't like you and thinks you hang the moon. And I got to tell you, I really liked Norv for his fresh perspective.
I'd have to say that I was one of the bigger Norv defenders in this market.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Norv had plenty of critics. I wasn't one of the loudest ones.
He was a super nice guy. And yeah, the Raiders have hired him. His son works for the Raiders
as well.
Scott
Turner.
Yeah. Yep. And Norv's going to come in and get his hands dirty with the offense and try to figure out what's going on with the very stagnant Las Vegas Raiders offense.
Norv was always one of the best assistant coaches in the league. No doubt about that.
Norv was one of the best coordinators to ever be a coordinator.
Exactly. It was just the head coaching, you know, that was the question mark and whether he could really lead an entire organization. Norv had his style. He was very casual. I mean, it was definitely not a Marty Schottenheimer, it's my way or the highway sort of guy. He was definitely more about the X's and O's of the game. Did he leave some of the other elements, I'm sure, to his assistants, and sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't. But yeah, you know, he knew his strengths. He went with them, and you know, Norv Turner was always a really good coach.
And he'll get a chance to go in and tinker with the Las Vegas Raiders offense.
I think he's a Padres fan. I've seen him at the game
as a consultant.
So that's, you know, cheer for a good Padres fan there.
Yeah, San Diego connections.
All right, next up, a little disappointed here, but we've been waiting on the Jerry Jones audio from today.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones does his weekly with 105.3
The Fan
in Dallas.
Here in Dallas, and it's RJ and Choppy.
Yes.
So he did that. Did,
Didn't get him fired.
Didn't get them fired and continued to come on. How uncomfortable is that convo?
Yeah, I listened to the beginning. I was hoping for some spiciness. Never got it.
Those guys are pros.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing? You know.
Well, we're fine.
But he did provide a little bit of, I guess, breaking, it's nothing spicy audio, but a little bit of breaking news. Of course, Dak Prescott left the game on Sunday. And this is what every talk show in America will be talking about now for the next week.
Yep.
He left the game. He was seen holding his hand. And they did ask Jerry Jones for an update on Dak Prescott. And it's not great if you're a Dak Prescott fan.
Jerry, injury news came out yesterday. How are you guys feeling about the timeline for Dak Prescott?
Well, it's iffy, but it's extended period of time here. So I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him, and so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
Gee, what are the Cowboys going to do without Dak Prescott?
So Dak Prescott heading to the IR, out minimum. Will they trade
for a quarterback today? They've already traded for a wide receiver. Can they trade for a quarterback?
Who is their backup quarterback?
Cooper Rush.
Jeez.
I mean, there's really no point. The season is done. Whether Jerry wants to admit it and Cowboys fans want to admit it, they're going nowhere this year.
Going down swinging, though.
Even if Dak comes back, they weren't going anywhere this season. So I don't know why they're trading for a wide receiver. They should be trading away players and getting draft picks at this point.
100%.
But they're the Cowboys, so
they would never.
They can't really do
that. Can't really punt.
All right, and then finally, just a little news you can use.
Who's you? Us? Yeah, me?
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 My kids?
News we can use.
News everybody can use.
All right.
We're getting ready for the holidays. Some good food, some good eating on the way. This is not one of those stories.
Okay.
McDonald's is bringing it back. They're going to be doing 10 chicken McNuggets for $1.
Oh, my.
From now until December 2nd, they're running a special. The only way you can get that deal, though, you do have to use the McDonald's app, place a mobile order, or you will, it says, provide a 4-digit deal code when you get close to your nearest restaurant. So when you're within, they geotag it or whatever, when you're within a certain distance, if you pull up the app and there's a McDonald's in the corner, they'll give you a discount code. Pop that in, and you get 10 chicken McNuggets for $1. And I believe, yes, the offer can only be used once a week. So you got to be a little more diligent in how you're using it. But hey, you want some McNuggets, 10 for $1.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal, isn't it?
What are your thoughts on nuggets, McNuggets?
I've eaten a few McNuggets
over the years.
Day.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour sauce is always my go-to.
I do hot mustard and barbecue.
Really?
Yeah.
Together?
Dip.
Yeah. Double dip.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Do you know that there are only 4 distinct shapes of nuggets? There's the ball, the bone, the boot, and the bell.
For McDonald's?
Yeah. McDonald's McNuggets come in just 4 molded shapes. So you'll never get anything other than the 4 shapes. The ball is kind of the round one. The bone is kind of the more rectangular one with like soft edges. The boot is the one with the little like...
I like the boot.
...edge sticking out that you can dip in.
Yeah,
and
I
the
like
bell
that.
Is more of a diamond shape that kind of fat in the middle and narrow on the other sides. Those are the 4 shapes of McNuggets.
There we go. We all learned something today.
Yeah. 10 for a buck. 10 for a buck is a good deal.
It also says here, if you don't have the McDonald's app, but you're thinking about downloading it now, first time you use the McDonald's app, you get a large order of fries for free with the purchase of $1. So $1, you can get 10 McNuggets and a large fries.
Hmm.
That's not bad.
You're selling me.
Might have a McNugget sauce-related real or fake coming up later this week.
I think you've done it already.
Have I done that one? I don't feel like I have.
I feel like
I don't
have.
Think
Let's
I ever have.
Do it now.
Have.
Do it now.
All right. Let's go with garlic soy sauce mayo.
Fake.
Real.
Gross.
Smoked cheese.
While you're reading them, real. Smoked
got me.
Cheese.
Sweet no, chili. You.
Real.
Correct. Mighty hot sauce.
Real.
Real. You know that one.
No.
Again, you're reading.
Zesty Italian.
Real.
It is. Szechuan teriyaki.
real.
That's real.
It is.
Where can I get these?
They're all, you know, some have come and gone.
Worldwide.
Limited time sauces.
Flavors of the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
I might want to partake. Can you eat 10 in a sitting? Easily, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Easily. Used to get the 10 along with something else.
Have you ever done a 20?
By myself?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think I've done a 20 by myself.
Done a 20.
I could. I've never have, though.
You feel so badly about yourself when it's over. You're just like, you feel so poorly.
Like, what, 10 wasn't enough for me?
Yeah.
I had to double it?
15 wasn't enough, you fat turd? You're going to add five more to that? You just ate 20
nuggets. 15
nuggets,
and you thought, and you know what I need? Five more.
And fries in a cup. I'm done.
75,000
calories,
no,
I know.
960 calories.
That's not bad.
For 20?
In a 20-piecer.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's with or without sauce.
That's
but
without sauce.
Still,
sure.
I mean, if that was your
lunch. Who eats those without sauce?
If that was your lunch and you had a reasonable dinner, I mean, that's not going to kill you.
That's
not going to kill you.
All right.
I'm guessing that's less than a Big Mac, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like significantly less?
I don't think it's less than a Big Mac, but it's not the worst thing you can get at a fast food restaurant, that's for sure.
You get some exercise in.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Paulie.
All right, we'll come back. We got Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock, but I think they're going to ask us to fill a couple of more segments, Woods.
That was a tease for the ages.
Well, you won't let me play the Dave Roberts sound from
no,
the podcast,
our boss just
which was kind of my plan was to play the Dave Roberts podcast audio.
Our
you
boss
nixed that entirely.
Just emailed it over as well.
To the whole staff.
Hey, to the whole staff.
Making sure you saw this.
Yes,
he wants the whole
we can revisit the argument from earlier in the show if you want, at least. Coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I just want to get inside your very large, bulbous head, Benjamin Higgins.
My head's no bigger than your head, is it?
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, you're smarter than I am.
Is Paul's head bigger? Whose has the biggest head on our show?
Paul does, I think.
I'm 7.5.
I am 7 3/8.
7 5/8, I think.
You have the biggest head.
I must.
Technically.
Or 3/8. I think we have the same.
3/8, yeah. Same head.
Well, this is 5/8.
Yeah, Paulie has the biggest head. I just want to get inside you, but not inside.
Bochy's 8.25.
It's insane. It's insanity. It's custom. You need a custom job.
I don't sell those at Lids.
They would hang down to the middle of my face. You're a little kid. You get that hat. And you're like, oh, cool, man. So this is over my ears. Right on. I didn't want a girlfriend. It's fine. It's no big deal. No, I just want to get in your head on this Dave Roberts thing. And I think that there's, you know, there's a couple of different ways to look at it. You know, Dave Roberts went on Mookie Betts. What's the podcast? Off Base?
On Base?
On Base with Mookie Betts. Ninth inning.
Round the bases.
Round the bases.
Between the lines.
Grand slam.
The dugout.
Bases loaded. Right? Goes on the podcast, and they're talking about, you know, their World Series championship. And I saw the clips come out yesterday, and I listened to them. And I went, oh, great. A bunch of stuff I already knew anyway. And I also, you know, and essentially what Dave said is, oh, man, you know, the Padres and they really gave us a run for our money. And yeah, no, I was there. I watched it, watched every pitch. I don't need that little, what is it for you? Is it like the little hit of respect dopamine that you get?
No, I don't think you're giving me enough credit. I want to parse, why are the Dodgers doing this?
You know why? To stick it to you. And us,
is that really the purpose?
No question.
Behind all of this postseason praise.
You heard it from
the San Diego Padres.
You heard it from Kike. You heard it from Joe Kelly. You heard it
from Magic Johnson.
It would have been newsworthy if they said the exact opposite. If they said, we weren't even concerned about San Diego.
Yes.
They did. They said it about the Yankees.
About the Padres.
I know, but they have been saying, I mean, they've been honest.
I don't care how they feel about the Yankees or the Mets.
Do you feel like they're being honest about their Padres, what they're saying about the Padres?
Well, I think it's very easy to say now after you've already won, you know? And, great.
Why aren't they saying that, the Yankees were really tough? Why is it only the Padres that they've decided?
The Yankees weren't tough.
After the fact.
They're being honest.
So you're saying they're being honest, that they really think the Padres were the best team in baseball, and they beat the best team in baseball.
You know, you knew that. I knew that. Paul knew that. Everybody out there knew that.
I didn't know that the Padres were the best team in baseball.
They played the Dodgers, tougher than anyone.
I know they played the Dodgers well.
Yeah. But yeah, we should have won that series.
A World Series champs, the World Series favorites from start to finish. We beat them in the regular season. We had them on the ropes.
What I want to know from your perspective, what is it about you that needs that? Justification.
I don't need it. I find it fascinating.
You don't need it.
I don't remember this from any other teams. I don't remember when the Yankees, you know, beat the Red Sox the Red Sox beat the Yankees, just gushing praise of the Yankees afterwards. This seems unusual and unique that the Dodgers are going out of their way to talk about the Padres in glowing terms after the postseason.
I think it's a really smart move. I think what you do is you let them believe that we're on their level, and then you go out and try
Dave
to kick
specifically
the crap out of
them. Said we knew that the intimidation factor that we used to have is gone. That no longer are the Padres intimidated by us.
Is that Dave? This is a good point. Jay to the Jay said, is that Dave's way of sort of apologizing for the Rosenthal thing? And I don't know, man. One thing I did learn about Dave Roberts in this postseason is, number one, we'd seen some mind games from him before. We'd seen some tantrums from him before. He got really mad at Trent Grisham for hitting a home run off of Clayton Kershaw. We saw him shove our manager. We've heard him talk smack before, right? What I didn't realize was how calculating, and I guess to his credit, that's smart, how calculating he actually was. When you can get a reporter to lob you a question at the end of a press conference that you can take and spin and
a
try.
Short, nerdy little reporter.
Yeah, No, this was a different reporter. Right, so he gets a reporter to lob him a question.
Yeah, that was a Dodgers like post-game show host or something.
David something. So he lobs the question to him. This calculated move of then sidling up to Ken Rosenthal and saying, yeah, this had some intent, and I was scared. I was scared for my life. I went home and locked my doors and got my gun. I was ready to go. I was nervous. I didn't know what was going on. I was scared for my life. It was an assassination attempt. And so when you heard that, and then you saw Ken Rosenthal write that article, you went, man, you really did. You really got in the domes, and you had Schilt banning guys from the dugout, and we're not talking to this guy. And, you know, listen, we went out and won that game, but barely. We barely won that game. We tried to cough that one up. That was at that game. It was nerve-wracking. But after that, you came out and you handled business. You won the World Series. So I don't buy necessarily all of this Padres praise right now. We've seen him be calculating, use psychological warfare and things like that. I just think it's more of this.
Well, I think in years past, though, in the playoffs at least, the Dodgers just walked in every postseason thinking, we're the best team. Let's just go and be the best team and win. And this time, they walked in maybe thinking, we might not have enough this year. We better pull out all the stops.
And they did. And I think the stops
apparently were what they needed to pull out.
And I think even now it's the same. And so, like, for me, I was like, yeah, I listened to it yesterday. I went, great. I didn't need that. I didn't need that San Diego pat on the back. That's the little brother pat on the head. No, I didn't need it. That's what it felt like.
Do you need Mike Shildt to pull out more stops? You know, in a similar situation, no. I don't really want that
from my manager.
That's not what I'm looking for.
That's not what I'm looking for either.
But I can't argue with the results either.
Correct. No, I think honestly, like, and I'd like to ask Shilty this question: if you could go back and change,
what's up, my dudes? How you doing?
We're good, man. How are you? If he could go back and change how that went, do you think he would do it differently? And I don't know that he would answer honestly. Like, I don't know if he would say, "I wonder now." If I should have just said, Ken's welcome in here. He's a journalist. He's doing a job, and I didn't agree with it. But you know what I'm saying? Instead of like, I'll tell you, when that article came out, I was incensed.
I don't think he would change anything because I think he tried to use that as his own
motivation
way to galvanize the team.
That's true.
Would it have made any difference? Would the Potteries have hit better
if Ken Rosenthal was standing in their dugout? I don't think so.
I just don't think it would have.
I don't think so.
No, but if you think it was a distraction, that could have minimized the distraction.
Yeah, and Dominic makes a good point. If Dave didn't win, he was potentially out on his rear end. So he pulled out every stop necessary, every stop available. And look, let's be honest.
I hate that.
As this happens to every manager, his players bailed him out. Blake Treinen bailed him out, man. Like, he bailed him out. Jack Flaherty giving up 5 runs. His bullpen came in and bailed him out. The Yankees bailed him out, which, by the way, that's not taking anything away from him. That happens to every manager. How many times, Benny, did you watch a Padres game last year and go, "Ooh, boy. Oh, thank God Jackson Merrill had that home run because that was a bad decision." Like, any way you slice it, that was a bad or the other. But Jackson Merrill comes through and hits a home run, and Mike Shildt's a genius, and everybody's happy. It's right. That's just it's the nature of the business.
It's the one thing that Mike Shildt always repeats that we kind of roll our eyes at, but is absolutely true. Game is decided by the players on the field.
That's right.
He'll be the first one to say it. You know, we have a minimal effect, essentially, as managers and coaches. The game is about the players performing, the players preparing. It is about the players, and all the coaches can do is try to put the players in a spot where maybe they can have success. But even in those spots, they're not going to have success every time. It's ultimately about the players,
and you know, giving yourself a chance to win a baseball game late. And Mike Shildt and his team did that a ton. They really did last year. But when it came down to it, the last game back against the wall, 24 innings, man. 24 innings, 2 hits in the final game. You can't win. And your starting pitcher gave up 2 solo homers. Yeah, it's going to stick with us for a long time, but I certainly don't need Dave Roberts to tell me how good this team was last year, because I know.
All right, I'm now satisfied. We don't have to play the audio.
Thank you.
We have scratched my itch for understanding where they're coming from a little bit.
I really thought it was because he was like, "Hey, San Diego was really good. I thought that's why you wanted to play it." I can't do this anymore.
There may have been a past version of me that was excited about that.
6 years ago when I met
him. I've gotten past that a little bit. We did not have a Take on Woods winner today, which means we've got some tickets to give away right now to Tom Segura, comedian, live at Pechanga Arena this Friday night. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, call in now. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Going to win 2 tickets to see Tom Segura live at Pechanga Arena this Friday night. 833-288-0973. All right, final segment. I do have a question for you. Think about it during the break. Just turned 49. You're also 49.
Yes.
What does it mean at our age to be in good shape?
Oh, that's like, a great question.
How do I define that now? Because I feel like, for me, I'm in pretty good shape, but obviously I'm not also. So how do I define, like, healthiness at approaching the age of 50 now?
All right.
And I want to know what you think about
this. Take your shirt off, and when we come back, Paulie and I will pick you apart. Just... Can I use a pen on you? Circle some problem areas? All right, we'll do that when we come back.
Better ones at 97.3 The Fan. You've had a little more experience at 49 last, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, since July.
Why is your shirt still on?
Yeah, take your shirt off. I've got my red pen. Shirt off. I'm going to circle the problem areas.
So that's my question here. Now that, 50th year of life, and trying to define what healthiness means at this point. Because I know that I am never, ever going to put in the work necessary to be ripped. It's just not It's not going to happen. I don't even want to try. It's not in my goals.
You would look so weird.
That's what I think, too.
You look so good now. And when we flash back to the old videos of when we first started, I didn't realize how portly you actually were.
And it's weird to see. And so the last 2 days, both days, I set new Peloton PRs. Did a 45-minute ride and a 20-minute ride. Best rides I've ever done.
What does that mean? Fastest?
Just like the most output that I've ever done in those two, time periods.
Isn't your butt really sore?
I've gotten used to it. You know, you get out of the saddle sometimes too. You're kind of. I never thought I could like do the whole standing on a bike thing, but I can now.
Practice
I've been doing it over 4 years.
Perfect.
Practice makes perfect.
Your butt got used to it.
In many ways, if I'm not in the quote-unquote best shape of my life, which is probably unlikely
I'm definitely
in the best shape I've been in the last 20 years. No doubt about it. But am I in good shape or not in good shape at this point? I still have no athletic ability. I'm not coordinated. I'm not fast.
That's different, I think.
There's a lot of things I can't do. And I certainly don't have, a beach bod by any sense. I mean, I got dad bod still. At my best, I've got bod. So am I, do I eat healthy? I eat better than I used to by a long stretch, but I still love, chips and guac and, Mexican food and things that I shouldn't probably be eating and have those probably more often than I should. So am I healthy or am I not healthy? How do you define
it? Well, are you healthy or are you in shape?
I don't know. That's the question. What am I going for here at this point in life?
That's the question. And that's what are you going for?
That's what are we going for? And I'm sure we've got some tier ones who are either at this age or have gone through this age or are approaching this age. And I'm curious what they have to say out there in the chat, and we will get to all that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So Jake in the chat says, being alive and able to walk and talk equals good shape at 50. That's a low bar.
Low bar.
Hopefully I've crossed that bar at least.
Zach, this is a good point. Zach says, I went to the doctor. I'm healthy, but I'm out of shape. That is possible. You can be healthy.
Yeah.
And not...
I went and got a physical last year, and they're like, cholesterol's good, heart's good, everything's good, but I'm just out of shape.
The thing that you have that I don't is that you did not treat your body like a disgusting amusement park for like 30 years. And so you have to sleep a little better at night knowing,
Never smoked.
Nope.
Never drank heavily in my life.
No drugs.
I mean, is that going to help me in the long run? I hope so, but I don't know.
One would think.
But I've definitely eaten poorly for many years.
Well, imagine eating poorly and doing all of those other things, like your old pal Woodsy here. For me, it's more, I've cut out a lot of bad stuff, and mostly, alcohol is like a few time a year thing. It's a treat when I drink anything. I mean, I don't have a beer. I really don't. I don't. When I go to a ball game, I don't have a Sprite. Sprite is my new alcohol. But I think I'm exercising more than I was before. I've lost 10 pounds, but I don't make a big production out of it like you do. I'm sorry, I had to do that line because I say that to my wife. My wife, I heard her on the phone. She was actually texting Megan Rindel. She goes, he hasn't washed a dish in a month. And I wrote back, I go, I wash dishes all the time. I just don't make a big production out of it like you do. And she got so mad. So sorry, I've lost 10 pounds, but I don't feel any better than I did when I was 10 pounds heavier. I don't feel any better at all. I'm tired all the time. But like, I still play baseball. That's really the only thing I do. Play baseball. For me, I just want to stay alive long enough for my kid. I don't want my kids to be like 12 and 13 and I kick it, from a heart attack or something. So that's kind of what I'm shooting for.
No, my kids are already adults.
You're good. I mean, if you died like today, your kids would be fine.
I'd like to stay alive for them a little bit longer.
Sure.
But, and I feel like I could. But at the same time, I know I'm never going to be a male model. I mean,
gunning for that, though?
No, but I mean, you always feel like you should be gunning for something more. Every time I get on the Peloton, every time I try to make a good choice about eating, I'm gunning for something, right? I mean, but what is it? What's my ultimate target here? How in shape do I need to get at this point?
You need to set a goal.
I don't know. I mean,
what are the goals for us?
That's
we're also 15 years older than you are.
What it is, find something similar to maybe not exactly, but like somebody's like, you know, I need to run more. I'm gonna sign up for a half marathon. That's going to force me to start running more. I'm not saying that in particular.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. I mean, you can always up your training regimen, but I have been. I mean, like two PRs. I've been gradually upping my Peloton. Yeah. I do it more frequently. I do it with higher intensity. So clearly I'm not training for anything in particular, but I've been training and moving forward.
It's true because, like, Paulie has his basketball. And when you play, like, even we always, you know, you laugh at adult ball or adult basketball or whatever. For me, it's twofold. One, it keeps me motivated throughout the year to not be a load. And number two, it's the competition factor. Like, mm-hmm. when I stop competing, I'll drop dead. I need competition in some way, shape, or form. So that's why
this
I do it.
Literally how the Tier 1 basketball team came to be. Me right. and my buddy Tyler were like, hey, bro, I got to get in shape.
Yeah, but I don't want to, like, just go run every day.
I like playing basketball. I don't like running, but that's a good form of cardio. I mentioned it on the air. Got, like, 10 other guys DM'd me. They're like, hey, man, I'm in the same boat. We joined the lower level. We're not out there trying to, you know, we're trying to win, obviously, but we know we can't run in the A League anymore. Right. It's an excuse to get your ass out of the door once a week at least. And quite frankly, you need to play more than just once a week. Otherwise, those 40 minutes are going to suck.
It's just a goal. And, like, you play golf, so that's, like, your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I look at my younger brother, who is in much better shape than I am. But at the same time, he has put so much basketball mileage that, you know, his knees and, you know, back. He always has way more, like, maladies than I do. Yet he's way in better shape. Like, am I better off because I haven't put that sort of mileage on my body? I don't know.
I definitely pull the if I hit a grounder to short, I'm not busting it out of the box. You know,
Who do you think I am, Charlie Hustle?
Yeah, because I want to play. You know why? Because I want to play next week. You know what I mean? Like, there's you learn to listen to your body a little bit more. But I think, what is your goal? You want to lose 10 more pounds?
Like, not really. I mean, I'm just trying to maintain at this point. And I just wonder, but do I need to lose more? Does that make me healthy? Is, like, where's the line where I really need to get to be able to call myself healthy?
It's true. Kyle says you guys need to stretch, Kings. You're right. Number one on the thing. You can't. That should be your goal.
Stretching.
You are the least limber human on the planet.
Again, I don't injure myself. You know, like, stretching is, like, to make sure you don't hurt yourself or pull a muscle.
You don't put yourself in an injury risk enough.
Right. I play golf, and I don't do it anything.
Do you know how much better of a golfer you would be if you weren't as tight as you are? Can you touch your toes?
No.
Go ahead. Let's see how close. Yeah, you could definitely use some stretching.
I also have very short arms and very long legs. I'm never going to be able to touch my toes.
That's true.
No chance. I mean, chance.
I think you're healthy. We're all healthier versions of what we were 2 years ago. All of us, every single one of us.
Yeah, I think that's fair,
and I think that's what you shoot for.
I lost 25 pounds. I just didn't mention it on the air.
Didn't make a big production out of it, like somebody.
But I'm proud of my.
I actually lost 25 pounds while Ben lost
40 pounds.
But I wasn't jumping into every commercial break to brag about it.
Again, you don't make a big production. I just probably we just have a workmanlike attitude. We just do it. Yeah, we just built different than him. You know, mine's just I keep my head down. I keep my mouth shut. I just grind through it. Oh, there's dishes to be washed. I'll just wash them. I'm not gonna again. Hey, I washed the dishes, everybody. I just did it. I just do it. I just handle it. Yoga would be great for you.
Oh yeah.
It'd be good for your mentals, everything. You won't go to therapy,
good mentals? What do you mean good for my mentals? I have great mentals. You said something's wrong with my mentals.
You're repressed. It's fine. It happens. Repressed. You are repressed.
I am not repressed.
Yes, you are. You got to stretch. Stretching is key. That's one thing I would recommend for you, stretching. Doesn't feel good for everyone.
Even if you're not, like, working out.
Oh, it doesn't feel good.
I'm going to be mad if I start stretching and that's how I hurt myself.
What if he pulls his quad? He puts on 50 pounds again.
Really mad. That's how I end up hurting myself.
We should set up another one of these studios that aren't being used into a little yoga room. We'll put a yoga mat in there. And Ben, just show up 20 minutes earlier and just come in, get a little stretch.
It's the hard thing. Like, people keep bringing up Keith Richards in the chat. I had an aunt, my great aunt, my great aunt Ruth. When I tell you guys, this woman, Now, her bit was, I'm going to wait till 5, because if I don't wait till 5, I have a drinking problem. But it was 5 p.m. sharp every day, and it was, I don't know, 6 to 8 Manhattans, a pack of smokes. She did this 7 nights a week for, let's call it, 65 years, and she lived till she was 85 years old. And you're like, how?
We always have on local news the story about, oh, the oldest person on earth. And then they go and interview him, and it's never, oh, yeah, I did yoga. Yeah, and I ran nothing but salads.
4 miles
it's always,
I drank Dr.
Steak,
Pepper.
Steak and a whiskey every single night. That's how I got to 109. It's always that. It's always that.
Aunt Ruth, it's 4 o'clock. You want a cocktail? No, no. What am I, an alcoholic? Let's wait till 5, like normal people. All right.
I know that that's how it works.
I'll make you drink at
Are
5.
Are you less of an alcoholic if you have 1 at 3, but none later in the day, or 7
or
after
7
5?
Or 7 after 5. Yeah, those genetics or something. Luckily for me, my grandparents all lived pretty long, but they also didn't do all the things that I did, you know? So I'm a little nervous about mine. Key to a long life is Hawk-tua, says Jay to the Jay. Yeah, it's fair enough.
Hawk-tua!
Guess I'll be dead soon.
Anyway, I guess there's no real answer to the question of, hey, am I healthy?
What I would say to you is just keep doing what you're doing.
I mean, I've never gone to the doctor and they've gone, yep, you are 100% good. Right. Nothing to worry about ever again.
And the funny thing is like, there are people that run and do, and then they drop dead. You just, do you feel good? Do you feel better? Just keep doing what you're doing. That's what I think. I think you look great, and I do think you work on your mentals, but I do think your body is much better.
I think you can work better on your mentals. I know you can.
100%. For him to sit here and be like, me? I'm fine. My mentals are great. Get out of here.
I'm the happiest person you know. Consistently. Show up with a good attitude every single day. Not going to
get joy
better.
In my life.
Most sociopaths feel that way. All right? People keep saying yoga. I hate yoga.
I love
it. So effing much. I hate it so much. It's so hard.
Even the basics would be so good.
It's so hard, dude. It's so hard.
Pauly, it's like, calming.
It is. It's great, but it's terrible.
I don't like
it's
these calls to do shirtless segments. I mean, we need to do a lot of, like, you do grooming. I'm not really a groomer when it comes to.
This just took a turn.
This really took a turn. Yeah. That is some info I did not need. I don't groom my chest.
You don't?
No, I don't have any hair.
You have just naturally or hairless?
That's what I have.
No, just a little tiny bit. You do have a little tiny bit. I thought maybe you groomed it.
No, never. I'm starting to get hair on my back a little bit, and I hate it. It's starting to sprout up my ears. I shave them on Wednesday, and by Thursday, they're hairy again.
Can Hannah handle the back hair for you?
She could. It's not dark yet. It's
wispy. And
it's long and wispy. It's repulsive. I'm repulsive. It's the whole thing. Repulsive. Jay says this is scintillating radio. I like it. These are my favorite kind of segment. But I think you just keep doing what you're doing. If you had an idea that like for example, you could offer me $5 million, Woodsy. If you can get a 6-pack in a year, I'll give you $5 million. That's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth the effort. I'm not doing it. It's not worth the effort to me.
I'm not going to.
No.
So quit asking.
I would feel like I was losing a year of my life. Cool. I got to eat chicken breasts only and do a billion crunches, and you know, there's just no way. There's just no way. I don't think I would do it. For $5 million, I don't think I could.
Well,
do it.
Anyway, the reason I brought this all up is that I am pretty satisfied with where I am.
As you should be.
But I just feel like, but I probably shouldn't be. Like, maybe I'm lying to myself. I'm deceiving myself into thinking I'm healthy when there's really, that's not
true. Don't get complacent, right? And
no.
You don't ever want to go back to the guy on the that we see in the
preview. I agree with you there.
You know?
Yes.
Like, it's shocking for me to see.
The biggest thing for me is accountability. I still get on the scale every single day just to make sure that it's not, you know, ticking up in the wrong direction.
Yep.
And
do you panic if you're up a couple pounds?
I wouldn't say I panic,
but
like, I notice it.
I gotta dial it in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're always going to fluctuate up and down a little bit no matter what. Just how much water you drank yesterday, it can make a difference. But I will keep an eye on it just because I don't want to go back. I don't want to
go back.
Well,
I'm very proud of you. You look great.
Thank you. You look good, too.
Thanks.
10 pounds, huh?
Yeah. Again.
No fanfare at all.
No.
Pauly,
no.
What did you say, 25?
Not a big production for me.
Last year, yeah.
Nice. So we've lost 75 pounds as a show.
Look at us. Let's make it 100.
Let's do it.
All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next. I'm sure they will continue this conversation or not. And we will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.